This goes to Amanda Keys, K-E-Y-S, and like November, P like practice. Fax 989-583-0669. Regarding Christine, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E, Rocha, R-O-C-H-A, date of birth 5/14/1933. Dear Miss Keys, this is a consultation for Miss Rocha, who was sent for evaluation of worsening creatinine levels, noted in October of 2024. Creatinine levels had been stable at 1.1 since September of 22, with estimated GFR of 48. But that changed in October of 24 to 1.3 creatinine with GFR 39. And then in the ER, the creatinine, when she had a fall, 12/28 of 24, creatinine was 1.32, GFR 38 at that point. So there was quite a dramatic change over the period of 1 year of unexplained etiology. The patient is here with her daughter. She is a 91-year-old female, a widow who lives alone but is able to cook her own meals, actually prepare her own meals. Usually they're soup and sandwich and don't require a lot of preparation. And she does clean her own house and do her own activities of daily living. She's able to walk around her house for exercise also. Her daughter, her oldest daughter, Christine, also, named Christine also, takes her to appointments and provides transportation for her usually. She's feeling well today. Currently, no chest pain, palpitations. She had a fall back in December of last year because she tripped on a step at her daughter's house. She was very fortunate not to have incurred any severe injury. She'd hurt her one of her feet, had trouble bearing weight, but had no head injury, neck injury, spine injury, or other fractures as a result of that fall, and no bleeding since she is on Eliquis. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, intermittent constipation without blood or melena, no edema. She has chronic back pain because of scoliosis and also osteoporosis with kyphosis. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, arrhythmia, constipation, small kidneys, osteoarthritis, chronic low back pain, meningioma, history of low platelets intermittently, history of anemia, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation since 2021, after she had COVID pneumonia in 2021, osteoporosis, scoliosis, and kyphosis. Past surgical history, cholecystectomy. Social history, the patient has never smoked. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She is a widow who lives alone, and she's beyond retirement age. Family history, significant for type 2 diabetes, hypertension, thyroid disease, hyperlipidemia, lung cancer, and COPD. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, bisoprolol, 7.5 milligram daily, Eliquis, 2.5 milligram twice a day, a stool softener, 200 milligram at bedtime, and a calcium supplement, 2 daily. Physical exam, height 55 inches, weight 101 pounds, pulse is 68 and irregular. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff, 130 over 64. Her tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx midline is uvula is midline. Neck is supple. No jugular venous distension. No carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. She does have significant kyphosis noted and scoliosis in the thoracic spine noted. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, without ascites. no peripheral edema, sensation is intact in the lower extremities, pulses 2+, brisk capillary refill. In labs, most recent lab studies were done 12/28/2024, creatinine 1.32 with estimated GFR of 38, calcium 9.5, sodium 137, potassium 3.8, carbon dioxide 31, albumin 4.3, AST 27, ALT 13. Troponin levels were negative, lactate level 1.1, INR 1.0, those were all ER labs. And kidney ultrasound and bladder ultrasound was done 11/20/24. That revealed very small kidneys bilaterally, 7.9 centimeters on the right, 7.7 centimeters on the left. No hydronephrosis, no masses, no stones. The bladder had a normal appearance, and the full bladder volume was 320 ml. Unfortunately, no post-void bladder scan was done, and we will need to have that data determined. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with an abrupt change over within a year. Noted October 23rd of 24. So the patient's going to be scheduled for a pre- and post-void bladder scan alone. We don't need to do kidneys again, just the bladder, to rule out urinary retention as the cause of the change. And she will have the labs repeated with the urinalysis and a protein-to-creatinine ratio done on the day she does the bladder scan. She'll continue to follow her current low-salt diet, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. And the patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.